Three methods have been explained to do the dhikr of Allah. One is from the tongue, lisani. One is qalbi dhikr, in other words, inside the heart to remember Allah. With the tongue of the heart. And this is not the tongue that in the mouth, but the tongue of the heart, silently remembering Allah. And this dhikr, to make it strong, to pay attention, we utilize the tasbih, the dhikr beads. It is not fard, it's not sunnah, it's not wajib. It's just a cure, it's a resource. If you don't use the tasbih, it doesn't make any difference. But the pious predecessors utilize this method in our order and our silsila. So we use the tasbih, the dhikr beads, and there's lots of benefits for that. And the third method of dhikr is called muraqabah. In muraqabah, you also use the mouth. We also, in the qalbi dhikr, we stop using the tongue. And in muraqabah, the tongue is not moved, and nor is the heart. We're not doing dhikr in the heart, we're just thinking that our heart is saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. So all three ways are great, but you do them in stages. And all three have lots of benefits. And all three ways of dhikr give you maqam, high status. And the human being, his heart becomes clean, pure. The internal diseases, sicknesses are removed. And the heart starts to become pure. And all the deen, the whole of the deen, depends on the heart. There's a hadith that in the body of a human being, there's a piece of flesh. If that piece of flesh is correct, then the whole body, the whole person is fine, he's correct. And so for that you have to work hard to correct the heart. And when the heart is correct, then a person's salah is improved, and to follow the sunnah becomes easy, and to leave the sins becomes easy, and Allah's love is attained. So that's the reason that the real objective of doing dhikr of the heart, the objective of dhikr is this for sure, that our heart can be improved. And to clean the heart is a very difficult action, because in the heart very quickly our heart accepts, for example, sin. And it says in the hadith that if a person commits a sin, then there's a blot on his heart. If he does a sin again, there's another stain on the heart, another dot on the heart. How many sins we do in the day? In the hadith says, then the heart becomes black. It becomes black, stained. And then when that happens, the enmity, backbiting, anger, hasad, envy, greed, all of these sicknesses are generated in that person. Just like you have the earth, if you don't look after the earth, the land, then different weeds and come onto that land. And but if a person looks after his land and looks at it every day, and he starts to plow and he looks after that land, then good flowers and plants grow. In the same way, if we keep on protecting our heart, that's why Allah Ta'ala has ordered, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkuru Allaha dhikran kathira wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. Morning and evening, keep on washing, cleaning your heart properly, your heart. If you leave it for a day, then the dirt will accumulate. Then those diseases will accumulate again and grow and spread. So all of the sickness, is the reason is that our heart is dirty. Yes, taking revenge, being angry, thinking someone's lower, all of these things are dirty effects of the heart. This is not the status of a mu'min, the person with iman. So when the heart becomes good, then your salah becomes the best salah. And the greatest thing is salah. All ibadah, the greatest action is salah, namaz. Then it impacts his salah, his prayer. And wasawis, negative thoughts, are eliminated. And there's gentleness in the heart. And you focus more towards Allah in salah. And less thoughts come into you, into your mind during salah. And slowly, 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 as a person increases and does dhikr better, then he gets enjoyment in the salah. Then he likes lengthy salah. If the heart is diseased, you feel like, Mawlana Sahib, quickly finish salah. yes, I need to do this, I need to go there, I need to do this. But if your heart is improved, you will know to yourself. If the heart is clean, and the, mashallah, you stand in salah, then you enjoy the talawat, the recitation of Mawlana Sahib. You feel like you want a lengthy recitation. Anyhow, the objective, what I'm trying to say, is that we are doing dhikr at the moment. Allah has given us the tawfiq. And it's not without an objective. We're here for a reason. There's a purpose to clean the heart through this dhikr. So we'll do this dhikr now. And when we start doing dhikr, then thoughts will come in your heart. Shaitan, he generates lots of thoughts and waswasa, negative thoughts. He tries to distract you, take away from them. Totally not. And sometimes for this, that you should set a time to solve this problem. That 10 minutes, I'm definitely going to do dhikr. And set a time. Set a time. Thoughts will come. Your heart's going this way, that way. And say, that's the time. I'm definitely going to do dhikr during this time or for this much time period. And then slowly, slowly, the individual, he gets a habit and he gets acclimatized to doing dhikr of Allah. And then his heart becomes developed and becomes clean. But remember that it doesn't happen in one day, it doesn't happen in 4 days, it doesn't happen in weeks. For this, you need your whole life to make effort. Remember this. You won't get the result immediately. To develop the heart is difficult. In this, you need patience. And you need steadfastness and continuity, and just keep on doing the work. And sometimes you feel like this, sometimes like that. Don't lose hope. Keep on working hard. Morning and evening. Do the dhikr of Allah. Don't leave the remembrance of Allah. InshaAllah, Allah's promised that you will have the death in a good way. So have istiqamat, steadfastness, be regular, punctual, do dhikr yourself, and come to the majlis, the gathering, and do muraqabah. Both dhikr, do your own and the majlis. So let's do dhikr now. Empty your heart of thoughts, of all thoughts. Put your attention totally on your heart. And to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, request Allah for fares in your heart. Over all the fuse, blessings, barakat, that you gave to the mashaykh of the Naqshbandi order. Also allow that to come onto our lataif, our spiritual points. And completely thinking this way, that our heart, on our lataif spiritual points, lessons, we are attaining, and that our heart is connected like a mirror, and the fuyuz barakat is coming to my heart. And this is the method to do dhikr of Allah.